The Rush Hour with Giles and Louis.
At the new time of 3 to 4pm.
Then back with a vengeance from 6pm.
Loz, Loz, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Don't worry about bloody defence. It's about offence. It's about passion for the singlet. It's about the now.
Coach,
it's about the now. Loz,
right,
pass this on. It's about the now. We must take the game on. Fast passing. Fast passing in the key. All right? And when it's your turn to put your head in the hole, Loz, you put it in the hole. Because we need a flag. We need a championship to be proud of our state. You girls have worked damn bloody hard.
Last play of the game. Nicholson in traffic. Looks inside from close range. He rattles around the rim. It counts. Adelaide have scored on the buzzer and taken this to a deciding game grand final.
Ah, there it is, Charles. Welcome to the Rush Hour family, a big Thursday edition. That is Nostradamus. The great man just giving out one of his speeches for free. Motivational talker, Anthony Robbins, move over.
Oh, don't.
The big man is in town as I welcome him to Thursday's show. How good were our girls, the Lightning? Game 3, she is on. Great calling by Johnny Casey there.
Yes.
Golden tonsils, but great man. Well played by you.
G'day,
again,
Luke.
You've got another one over the line.
G'day, Adelaide, Mount Gambier. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations to our girls. Game 2, done and dusted. All right, some controversy at the end there on the buzzer, Lulu, they're telling me.
We will get
but
to that.
I don't
that.
Care. Hey. Game 3 is on Saturday against Canberra.
Brave soul to
proud of
a
your girls.
Of there.
And 3,500 there too last night, Luke.
Our very own Lauren Nicholson was involved.
Loz.
She may have done a Michael Jackson moonwalk,
didn't
but that's
she?
Okay.
We're
going to take it. We're going to move on.
Beautiful.
And we're very proud of everyone, and we wish them all the best
absolutely.
Of luck for going through. Boy, have we got a show for
Go
you today,
Luke.
All right? We're going to talk a little bit more about the controversy. Have you heard about the developments in Gun for Hire?
What's that?
Redemption,
oh, yes.
Redemption.
I don't like that.
Jars is having a crack at it again. It's the sequel. He's playing for the Peninsula Pirates. That date again, Jar?
23rd of Feb, Lou.
That venue again, Jar?
Jubilee Park, Lou.
All right. That time you need to report?
Is it 12:30, Lou?
12:55.
Thank you, Lou.
For you.
1 o'clock
right.
start.
What we're doing now is
yes,
giving you the business owners
yeah,
of
you.
Adelaide.
We're talking
the
to you.
The chance to own a bit of real estate. The Andrew Jarman shirt is for sale. What do you want to give
plenty
for
of space,
it? And here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do you get the shirt.
Stop it.
I tell you what. I feel like I'm throwing in the steak knives.
Yeah. What else do they
not
get?
Not only
Luke?
Do you get the shirt,
mm-hmm.
you get to sponsor our show, be the naming rights sponsor of the Rush Hour for the entire week next week.
Can
that
you
is
say,
worth
can you say that
bucks.
Again, the kicker? I like when you say it. And?
The kicker is.
Oh, I love it.
Not only do you get real estate. And I'm talking position.
There you go.
A. Jarman.
Yes.
All right.
Big position.
All right. You get to be the naming sponsor of the Rush Hour for a week.
That's
so
brilliant.
When
we had a
little
few
bit
calls yesterday, Luke.
We did. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just starting to warm up and get a vibe for it. 133353. Mm-hmm. If you want in, if you want ownership of Jarman, because I'm feeling a long stint out in the middle. And the other thing, if you don't know, he's going to open the batting and open the bowling. So you're going to be everywhere.
Mm.
And then for the following week, even when we just stop down
yeah.
and we talk things and we come back from songs and we say, yeah, it's a Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M.
And?
Murph says that. Proudly brought to you by.
By.
Wow, such wow, and wow. such butcheries.
Yep.
Right. He didn't even say it.
No, I said it. Because it's my job. It's my role.
Yeah. Be like, big thanks to Hayden's Butchers.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Fine meats.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, all that sort of stuff. Whatever it might be. Get yourself involved. That is where
right,
that
family.
Is heading. All right.
Nicely.
So really,
all right.
really, really excited. Okay. Today is Valentine's Day. All right. If you're into it.
Good luck to
good
you.
Good luck to you.
You
can stay into it, all right?
Yeah.
All right? We do it every
we're
other day.
We're not into it.
The big day that I want to bring attention to is it's Pet Theft Awareness Day. I'll say that again. Pet Theft Awareness Day.
Wow.
Don't laugh, Murph. This is serious.
Mm.
There's no lower act.
Mm.
There is no lower act
go,
to
Luke.
Steal a man or a woman's dog.
Oh, or any animal.
Yeah. If you find one, the people who find them,
yeah.
then don't return
please
them.
Please report them.
Oh, report them. Take them to a vet.
Mm.
Check the microchip.
Yeah,
don't
please.
Keep them just because they're cute.
That's
right?
fantastic.
Someone though. Is distressed
yeah.
about it. I'm sorry to get off track. And
Pet
get out
Theft Awareness Day.
That's what it is.
I'm not like taking the piss.
I'm not.
We're
mate.
Not.
We are not.
We're
are,
animal lovers.
We're big on
you
that.
You don't
earth.
Have an animal, mate. You don't care.
I mean, you're Australian. We took
yeah,
you.
We took
you. We've done you.
You're on, Luke.
I am.
You need your own national show.
I tell you
60
what.
60 minutes, is that enough?
I feel like I'm lightening up right now. I feel like the Adelaide Lightning. I need to go
here
to game
go.
Three. Game three, Jar. All right, coming up next, let's talk about a little terse, tense moment
Oy.
This morning on The Breakfast Show, and we'll also delve back into the controversy
nice.
Of the Lightning.
Go, Lightning.
Getting the job done in game two.
Oh, this one's for Jars. Jars is Valentine's Day. It's Queen. It's Freddie. It's live.
Oh, turn it up.
Crazy little thing called love.
Oh, I love my Freddie. Go, Freddie.
And you would get your sponsorship name pretty near there.
Just there. Just there.
Yeah, right there. The rush opening. Hour. Triple M. All right, we'll get back to the Adelaide Lightning fantastic victory in a moment, but okay. I just want to play some stuff from breakfast this morning. Real Dits had Brad Ebert in. Second part is about a particular Port player that we may have alluded to someone being hurt, and Ruge is giving a hard line of questioning. But the first one is Brad Ebert being asked the hot topic, and that is the captaincy and which way it will go.
I am probably a believer of single captain.
Okay.
It was quite divided. Right. So, you know, like that's
divided about who should be captain.
No. I think the boys are pretty set on like the players in the group that we think are up there. And so it just depends on what the club comes
to.
So
you've just come up with a short list of players for co-captaincy or single captaincy.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the way to look at it. Yeah, I think it's just going to be made in the next couple of days.
Being an Ebert Port Adelaide royalty, I think there's only one way you'd vote, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
One
captain.
That was it.
Jeez, I hope this doesn't divide the football club when the announcement is
made. That's the key.
That's what worries me.
I think that's the delicate nature of it where it all sits at the moment. Rue then went on to question Ebo just about a particular young man and an injury that he has. He's not missing. Been a bit of school of thought that he may have hurt himself outside of the football club. Not trying to stir the pot, Adelaide, but just getting to it. Gets a little bit tense. Here's Rue and Ebo going at it.
Will Riley Grundy play in the internal trial tomorrow night?
Riley, no.
What's wrong with him?
He had a bit of an infection, I think, and that's...
In what?
Don't know. No, I think he...
Surely you know what your teammates are injured.
Yeah, I think it was maybe a knee or something, but I'm not 100% sure exactly what the situation was. So I think it was like an infection of something.
All right, we'll dig a bit deeper into that one.
Bullshit. And we love young Bradley.
I love Bradley.
We love Bradley. Surely he's a senior player.
That was the version, Breakfast Ruined Its version of the pressure test, wasn't it?
I guess lie detector or something.
He's not a doctor and none of us are.
No.
I reckon he had his eyes closed touching body parts. It's an infection.
More to come, Lee.
Anyway, that one is done. That's a bit of fun this morning on Breakfast. Let's get back to Adelaide's big story, and that is the Adelaide Lightning. She's coming from the clouds. 5.5 seconds remained. Inbound ball.
Yep.
A point down.
Down.
And this is what happened.
Last play of the game. Nicholson in traffic. Looks inside from close range. It rattles around the rim. It counts. Adelaide have scored on the buzzer and taken this to an exciting game three.
Oh, goosebumps again. Go. If you haven't seen the footage, watch what the ball does on the rim. It is unbelievable. The controversy is they didn't get the shot away. Slow-mo shows as much as that, but just do yourself a favour and watch it. Mm. It's an amazing finish. Our girl, Nico, Loz, who you spoke of and spoke to, and basically motivated to get him over the line to make that last play.
The ball was still touching the hand of the shooter, and that's the rules.
Yeah.
Bucket shouldn't have counted. That's the rule in basketball, Lou, and what they're saying is that...
Capitals coach Paul Garrish, front of the media. He wasn't happy. He's accepting of it, but it's an area, obviously, the league needs to improve in.
Some of the calls and some of the situations that people were put under, I just don't know, I'm flabbergasted, in a way, with how the game was, especially in that second half. If everybody has a look at the last 5 seconds and probably like the last under 1 second, I think everyone will see the truth. Everybody just go back and watch film. Everybody go back and watch the light up and what was on the scoreboard. Just everybody go back and watch that.
Because there's talk, it didn't leave the hand. There's also talk that Loz didn't travel when she picked up to pass and everything else.
Does he mention one of his girls, one of the girls took a bit of a dive in the key? Does he talk about one of his girls trying to, one of his girls were manhandling one of our players off the basketball? Does he talk about that?
Of course they don't, Jar.
No, he doesn't. Of course he doesn't.
You're in an emotional...
What a sook.
No, but you're in an emotional state. He's just pointing out something. That is all part of the picture, Jar, but the main focus is, and always is, it's like in footy, it's Siren Gate down in Tasmania all over again. That's what it is.
We were 12 points down.
It stands.
Remarkable.
It's a great
recovery.
Comeback. Absolutely. His job now is to forget about it and get his team to regroup, and our girl's job is to keep
win the
momentum
next game
rolling.
And win a premiership.
And I'll tell you what, I will be sending your Adelaide Crows socks to the entire squad this week to wear underneath and training them.
I thought you were going to send me over there with the girls. I'm busy. I'm with you Saturday night.
Tell you what, mate, there's no chance I'll let you near that actual group at all because we know that the jinx is still
around. Don't go there. Right, we need sponsors, Lou.
133353, give us a buzz. Jars of shirts up for sale. I want to talk to you, Adelaide Business.
Andrew Jarman, gun for hire.
Redemption.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon. Wild
West. Peninsula Pirates is that cricket club B grade. It's coming up very, very soon. The great man who opened the batting and the bowling is taking part. Gun for hire. Redemption. Chance to go one better. Let's hope 49 better at least. And he gets a half a ton. He gets to raise the bat. Mm. All right. Here's the special offer. The opportunity of a lifetime now, though, for small businesses out there.
Okay.
All right. Jars' shirt is for sale. Mm-hmm. Sponsorship, it's all yours.
Yeah.
Picture your business name on the back of the great man as he thunders in.
Yeah.
Uphill into the breeze. There you go, Lou. A little bit of movement and shape, left to right, right to left, whatever you want. Or when he's batting and he's just out there commanding all eyes. Mm. Just all eyes on the prize, the juice. This is your chance to be a part and get your name on an Adelaide icon. All right. Stop. Then it gets better.
Okay, Lou.
That is just the entree, family. Right. The main meal is you. Your company will sponsor this show, the naming rights sponsor of the Rush Hour for the entirety of next week. So every time we get on and we start talking about it, we're talking about you.
Yeah.
You're linked to the Rush Hour, the number one sports show in town. That itself is worth thousands and thousands
keep going, Lou,
of dollars, my friend. All right.
This is global.
Chance of a lifetime to just dip your toe into the radio water. Family, get in there.
We had a couple yesterday, Lou, didn't we?
Had a nibble. If you missed it, this is some of the stuff. And look, whilst it was great, it was only good. I want to go better.
You do,
because guess what? This kind of real estate,
it's
all right. It's Mayfair.
It's priceless.
You know what I'm saying?
Monopoly. Yep.
It's not old Kent Town.
No.
Well, it's not. It's not Islington Ave. Oh no. We're going all the way around past Regent.
I'm not Oxford Street, Lou.
No, and
Mayfair.
We ate Mayfair and Park Lane in one. That is what you were buying. Here's what took place yesterday.
Jars is into plenty of runs for the day, so we'll give him $10 per run, over 50 to his favourite charity.
Oh, I like this.
And we'll also buy pieces for the team if they win.
Oh, how good is that? And then, Paul, what's your business?
It's Asset Conveyancing Services.
Off to Panorama. Glenny, what's your business?
Slider six, sliding door repairs. I'd go a grand. Anything, if he makes more than 50, I'll go up to two.
Oh, beautiful.
Dazza from Hope Valley. G'day, Daz.
I'm at Sustainable Transport, which is a crane truck business. So what I could offer, if he gets that elusive ton, I can come out and actually remove him from the ground because he wouldn't be able to walk off, I wouldn't think.
All right, there they are, just some of the stuff, all right? But it is big. Let's get creative. Get yourself involved. We will support you to the hilt, all right? As the naming sponsor of our great show, I'm already getting some texts coming through my
wife. I have too.
My lovely wife, Ann, says Plant Nation wants in.
Plant Nation will sponsor me, she said.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a lovely wife. What's her website, please?
Instagram, Plant Nation. Just pop it in, check it out. If you need any plants, we're the place to go. Murphy, you've got some coming through on your phone?
Hello, Sean Craig Murphy.
Yeah, Charles. AustralianRadioSchool.com.
G'day, Sean.
That's all I got, mate.
That's all I got.
133353.
Serious?
We don't need ones like that. No hoax calls. All right. But if you want some massive exposure, if you want to be a part, as I said, and I'm being deadly serious this, an Adelaide icon. I want your name on the back of the shirt when the great man goes to work and gets the job done for the Peninsula Pirates. Call us now, 133353. Facebook messages, get on Twitter, any way you can. Email, triplem.com.au. You want to be involved and then want to be talked about all next week and be our naming rights sponsor, you give us a buzz.
Can I throw
right
this
now.
Out? Look,
please.
My sponsor, Ace Cricket, Fricky, has given me a bat, some gloves and some pads. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that to the Peninsula Cricket Club to auction off.
To the Pirates.
To raise funds for the following year because this is their first year.
Yep.
You know, I could easily keep that gear.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I'm going to give it to them thanks to Ace Cricket. They'll be part of my sponsorship package.
Just, I'm
all right.
Guessing in the feeling.
That's all I'm going
to
say, Lou.
Out at the Pirates is, and it's probably contrary to what they really want is, but they're hoping you probably get out cheaply, so that gear's brand new. Get your sport here first at the Rush Hour. Adelaide defender Luke Brown expected to miss the first JLT series game, Jars, with an Achilles/ankle issue. Likely to be okay, though, yeah, for JLT.
That's all right.
So just a little hiccup there for Luke Brown. He's had a bad run of late with injuries the last sort of 12 to 18 months. Righto, the very special edition of the Quiz with No Name.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m.
10 grand!
Yo, beauty!
The Rush Hour's Quiz with No Name.
Who and where, Jars, are we off to?
North Haven, and it's a big hello to Kevin. G'day, Kev. Welcome on a Thursday.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Good. Kev, kicking back, relaxing on holidays, we understand.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, a bit of fishing, going on a cruise next week.
Oh, lovely, Kev. It's very nice. All right. Well, mate, here's a chance to pick up $1,000 spending money.
Cheers. Can I send out a lovely, happy Valentine's Day to a lovely wife?
Yep.
Go.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
That should work, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Right. What was your wife's name again?
Leanne.
Yep.
Yep, done.
That'll work.
Righto, son.
Locked in. On the record. All right, one Automasters Lifeline, 10 questions, 60 seconds, Kev. All right, time starts at the end of the first one. Good luck. Let's hope we can't get this spending money, because I think your wife will be very appreciative.
Yes.
All right, Kev, here we go. Question
one. Oh, no, Kev. He's trying to do it with his eyes
cricketer.
Closed.
Name the cricketer Mitchell Starc is married to.
Healy.
What AFL club does swimmer Kyle Chalmers love?
Pros.
Is Tex Walker married? Yes or no?
No.
What's the name of Jars' wife? Beautiful wife.
Oh.
Made.
No, Automasters.
Yep,
well done. Which Port player is dating a former Miss World?
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh.
Which Port player?
He's a big unit. Big unit.
Key forward.
Dixon.
What sport did Martin Love play?
Oh, that's a good question.
Cricket.
Which famous tennis player is married to Steffi Graf?
Agassi.
When is love worth nothing in sporting terms? What sport?
Yeah, you know. It's a good effort, Lou.
Special edition of the Quiz with No Name, Valentine's Day edition. Kev from North Haven, off the hook, gave a shout out to the lovely wife. Put it in the computer, please.
Analyzing now.
One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
Not a bad effort, Kevy. I had you down for one more, but that's okay. Kyle Chalmers loves Port Adelaide. He's ambassador for the footy club and the Auto Masters. Jars' beautiful wife name is the lovely maid Marion. Marion Chalmers. Saint Marion, they call her. Good effort, mate. For your trouble, you get. What's he get?
Well, a double for Diamondback fighting. MMA returns to Adelaide Oval 24th of...
Spit it out.
24th of February. Tickets thank available you at diamondbackfc.com. I don't know if Kev wants to take his wife to the fighting, does he?
I'll ask him.
Well, do you, Kev, or not?
I'm sure she'll love to go.
It's MMA. That's mixed marital arts, isn't it?
Don't be funny. You're not a funny man.
This segment just went further downhill, Kev. That's yours, mate. All thanks yours, for buddy. Playing. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your cruise.
You're not.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Take care, mate. Look after your lovely wife. You're not funny, mate.
I know we're not supposed to dissect the quiz.
No, not
on air, but two things.
Your behaviour is very, very concerning for me.
Murph, that's an official warning.
Oh, hey!
And and secondly, if you ever try and ask the questions with your eyes closed again, I don't know what you're trying to prove, because it's a radio show, mate. I will throw something at you.
Oh, did you?
Why would you?
Yeah, because I'm teaching my mind.
No.
To be alert and be active and concentrate on the questions to articulate the questions correctly. That's what I'm doing, Lulu.
I'm doing the same with my 4.5-year-old at the moment, trying to teach her to read. Just read it, mate.
At least
she's
got more of an advantage than I have.
Just read it off the page.
I like to be a bit different. Right, let's go.
Jeez.
Now, we've got some rules.
Valentine's Day. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Is it a yes or is it a no?
The Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Valentine's Day, 104.7 Triple M.
Just talking of Valentine's Day, let's just stop down for a moment. I've just been reading the classifieds in the advertiser.
What's it saying, Louis?
Big shout out to Poochie, to Sweet Pea. Yeah. I love the nicknames that all come along. Well, Bunny.
What's yours to Ange?
No, I don't really have. We don't do it, so... It's
yeah, we don't know.
Because, you know.
We used to.
Like you said to me yesterday, I mean, it's a gift to Marion every time she lays down next to me.
Boy, did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did I say that? Did I say that? Sorry, Maz.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I think it's the other way around, to
be honest.
She's
a beautiful woman. I'm very lucky.
I'm just a little sus, though. I've just come across a classified. It's from Steve, and it's to Angie.
Oh, no. Which, not your Ange.
I'm just going to read on.
What does it say?
Hear me, Angie. I just want to be beside you everywhere. As long as we're together, I don't care. Because you started something. Can't you see that ever since we met, you have a hold on me? I think that's a lyric.
Oh, it is, yeah. 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 A hold
on me. Yeah. No matter what you do, I only want to be with you.
Oh. Is that Hootie and the Blowfish?
Not quite. Does it? That's Love, Steve. Lovely. So my wife's got a few questions that need answering when I get home.
Jeez.
I saw a lot of men today.
Right.
With buying flowers. I was down
yes.
at Norwood
yeah,
and yeah. out and about. It's one of those ones you're either you're right into it or you're not. Mm. You're off it, aren't you?
Is it for single people that are trying to find a relationship or is it for couples?
I always thought it was this. And I said to my eldest, who's 10 now, and I said, you may get a couple of Valentines. And she's not into it. And I said, but just do it nicely and say thank you. And then if you don't like it, move on. Yeah. I always thought it was under the premise that will you be my Valentine? So therefore you were taking a bit of a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a day of a chance to throw one out there and see what you got back, whether there was any interest or spark because you didn't know either had the courage, you didn't quite know. Mm. So it's one of those almost like a free hit, a bit like BBL. You know, bowled it wide. And then... Yeah, and the next ball is a freebie and you can't get out on.
No, you can't.
But do you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Not designed for those who've been together a long time because, you got to play the romance card regularly. Yeah. You know, it's not a once-a-year type of opportunity,
And
is
a
it?
Lot of couples do celebrate Valentine's Day.
And good, more power to them.
Absolutely celebrate it.
Do you guys don't, though?
No, not really. Well, she knows. I'd tell her how much I love her.
That doesn't surprise any of us because the same response came up when your 28th wedding anniversary was on. And we asked you what you were doing.
That's right, yeah.
And it was nothing.
It was nothing. It was donuts. Nothing.
Do you know, absolutely. Can I give you a little stat?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not about the...
Jazz facts?
It's not about the... It's not because we're the kiddies in the car.
Is this jazz facts?
No, not really, no. Right. In Japan, only women buy gifts on Valentine's Day.
The women. Only
the women.
Yeah.
That's not...
It's the other way around, though. Everywhere else except Japan, it's the other way around, isn't it?
It's a flip.
Absolutely. So I just thought I'd share that with you. There was another one there, but I won't mention that one. That's more to be, a bit of lovemaking.
Shout out to all the kids in the car.
Sorry, kiddies. Uncle Jars is sorry.
Just ignore what Uncle Andrew was talking about and just fold it up and put it away. Mum, turn it up because a good song's coming up.
Well, have a great evening anyway. All right? Celebrate. Enjoy.
Imagine this is the moment your life changes forever. The moment you become Adelaide. Millionaire.
$1 million.
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruined Hits in the morning. Win the cash. Write your name on the $1 million check while you work.
Thanks to our mates Automasters, get a free return Uber to home or work with car servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. T's and C's apply.
How do you spell millionaire? With a triple M.
Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley's thoughts on the captaincy coming up in a couple
That'd
of minutes.
Good.
Time. Yeah, it'd be great to hear us on Melbourne Radio. Kenny? Bradley Ebert was on Breakfast with Ruin Ditch this morning. Roddy Grundy, his name came up. Ebo was on the back foot playing it deep in the crease
he
when Rue just quizzed him about Riley Grundy and why he won't be playing in the upcoming under-23.
Will Riley Grundy play in the internal trial tomorrow night?
Riley, no.
What's wrong with him?
He had a bit of an infection, I think, and that's...
In what?
Don't know. I think
what your teammates are injured.
Yeah, I think it was maybe a knee or something, but I'm not 100% sure exactly what the situation was. So I think it was like an infection of something.
Infection of something. All right, we'll dig a bit deeper into that one.
There's Rue having a bit of fun with Bradley Ebert this morning. Didn't you say the other week that it's... And you didn't name a player.
I haven't named the player,
Poor player hurt themselves?
Yes, on skiing over the weekend. Mm. That was about 3-4 weeks ago. Got smashed by everyone as usual.
And
Port Adelaide fans, more
infection, knee infection or something.
Interesting.
You often get infections when you have surgery sometimes.
Yes, especially when you've got to put it back onto the bone.
If you, yeah, so just,
Wow.
Just rattling out aloud.
Good boy too, Bradley.
He's a great fella. He's a ripping fella. And clearly, like most of us, no yes, brain Luke. Surgeon.
No, not at all. No.
Hey, up next, Kenny Hinkley talking about the captaincy. Charlie Dixon, our man too, who's joining us again in 2019.
Yeah.
He's going to be a regular. He was on Fox doing his little model shoot.
Hey, before you get into Port Adelaide, defender Jaron Geary will lead St Kilda once again.
Third year.
Is that the right decision?
I think so.
There's a lot of criticism about his captaincy.
Yeah, well, there's
even though he's a terrific young man.
There's no standouts, right, at St Kilda at the moment. And you've got same but different down there under Alan Richardson. And they're just waiting for someone to jump
not
out.
Enough.
And the best one I can liken to it is, from my experience, Stuart Maxfield at the Sydney Swans.
Yes.
Whilst Sydney were waiting for the next captain to come along, Maxie was the most professional, the best leader, the best doer, copy me type of thing. Fair enough. Sometimes you've got to have those appointments until you get that next one. Mm. I'll tell you what was intriguing. Have you seen the size of Max King, the big gun recruit down there?
No.
So he's got Nick Riewoldt's number. Riewoldt wrote a great little message inside the locker.
Yeah.
Take a chance at something on being great. Yeah. It was really inspirational stuff. There's a photo of the two, and honestly, it looks like that Nick Riewoldt is a little skinny winger.
Yeah,
and Big Max is the centre forward.
He's built up.
He's enormous.
That. Oh.
He's enormous. And if that kid can have a good run at it, because he had hurt himself and didn't play a lot of footy, he's the one that had 17 touches in the first home and away game in the under 18 comp and kicked 8 goals.
No.
He could be.
They'll build the club around him. He's the next captain. Isn't he?
And good luck to the Saints and Alan Richardson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spent some time here.
Yeah.
Done very well. All right, Kenny Hinkley, on that question, that's not going away. And what I will say about this is, I think Port Adelaide have not bowed to any pressure so far. They're doing it on their timeline, which I think is a really good thing, and club staying strong. Here's Kenny on Melbourne Radio talking about the captaincy and what it might look like.
It's part of the scenarios and it's part of the planning. And clubs have done it successfully in our history. It's not one that we've done so far. It's not one that we say here today, we're definitely going to be a co-captain, we're definitely going to be a singular captain. What I will say is that as a club, we'll collectively make a great decision on what the outcome needs to be.
And like you've said a couple of times, Jars, a lot of history at that football club, a lot of pressure on this decision because and it'd be intriguing to do. We should do a poll next week on what Port fans want.
Mm.
Do they want single or do they want to have a couple of captains?
Yep.
Moving away from the tradition of the club, of course, being that the captain wears one and there's always only
because
one.
Because over time, more and more clubs will go co-captaincies. They'll go three captains. As we go forward, you would agree?
Yeah, I think so. I can understand it for several reasons. One, the job is really big when it comes to the outside commitment than other than playing footy. Yeah. Mm. But also what it is, and we've had Grant Thomas, former St Kilda coach, on a few times talking about it, it helps people elevate.
Mm.
All right? So you're a chance to go to the next level, especially if it's the right personality that they picture. So I don't mind that.
Okay.
And the other one too is it just spreads that load of player. So out there, the reward then can come along. So I look at Sloaney at Adelaide now and I go, if Sloaney had another year with not being captain, it wouldn't hurt him because he's such a great team man. But what it is, it's recognition.
But he hasn't reached his ceiling as a player and as a person yet, has he?
No, but it's great recognition of a man that is beloved down there and has done everything for the team. So he gets his reward. Tex doesn't lose anything.
No.
So everybody wins. Mm. That's the way I think it comes about, and that's how you got to sell it.
It's a good point.
I think that's how clubs have got to sell these things.
Yep.
Sydney got three, like you said. Again, same reason. Rewarding players for individual effort brands, and more importantly, effort for the team.
That's it.
That you want, and they're good leaders, and you want them to be rewarded and know that they're valued.
Well said. Charlie Dixon, our boy. What's happened?
Chuck doing the photo shoot.
He's had a shave.
Yeah.
Has he shaved off?
Handlebars only.
He's got handlebars.
Just rocking handlebars. I forget the name of the guy, but if you're watching Channel 9's Maths, Married at First Sight, you would have seen it last night.
Now, has Chuck hurt himself?
Yeah, well, will he be for the opening round? I don't know. Here's Chuck talking about it.
It was a sort of fairly significant injury, a little bit worse than I actually thought. So it's a slow process. I'm getting back into running and I've dropped about five to 6 kilos. So to try and pull the weight off that and get myself back, still hoping for round one, but I'm just sort of taking it sort of day by day, week by week.
Charlie Dixon there, Triple M's very own, that ankle. That's what he's talking about. He's dropping five kegs is good.
Yeah, he's banged up, our boy.
And just needs a good free run at it. Just big Charlie.
Don't worry about Chuck. They need him up and about Port Adelaide.
Absolutely. Side note, former skipper Trav Boak's got the lovely sauna in his house now. Have you seen that?
No.
Instagramming
Trav.
Himself just sitting there watching a bit of Netflix and chill.
Imelda.
Yeah, the old Imelda, I tell you what, just ticking off the endorsement box left, right and centre.
If you're coming over, dressing gowns only.
Oh, I mean, tag us in. And if you feel free, Boakie, just tag us in here at the Rush Hour, Triple M. All right. All right, have a happy Valentine's Day if you're into it. Adelaide United Jazz are in action. We're down there on the couch Saturday night, Western Sydney Wanderers, and we've got the new man, the new boy, the new kid in town. Yeah. Cue the Eagles right now. All right, the one and only Geordie Thomason, who is soon to be, if I'm not mistaken, a neighbour of Jazz's. Geordie, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much, sir.
G'day, Geordie.
I mean, sorry to get sidetracked off, off the football straight away, but are you going to be moving in down somewhere in Henley?
Yeah, yeah. In 1 week, when the girls from the football team are moving out, yeah, they will put me in there.
You and your lovely girlfriend are moving in.
For sure, for sure.
I've got to get him over for tea, Lou. Oh,
yeah.
Nah, I've got to get him over and embrace him.
Jazz lives right on the water down there. And what you normally need, Geordie, is not sure if you realise you're actually in Adelaide royalty in the company of that man right there.
Don't, Lou.
Yeah.
I would touch those hands if I was you. One of the greats of all time of the AFL code.
Come on, Geordie.
That man right there. Jar man. Nickname, The Gift.
The gift.
I have to remember it.
The Gift. Right. Welcome to Adelaide, mate. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Righto. You're an attacking striker, which we have been calling for so long. We cannot wait to see you find your feet. How are you finding things? And when can we expect? I mean, let's be honest.
Showtime.
We're about the back of the net. When can we expect some action?
This Saturday, because we play a home game, and I think I go start. So
good, excellent.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to be there, Luke.
We're on the couch.
Yeah. I heard. Yeah.
And if anyone scores, straight
over.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, Geordie, if you score number 19, you run over to Lou and I, and we'll lay there and wait for you all to pile on because it'll be a loving.
Yeah, so, we're going to do that.
What are the odds of you wearing shirt 19?
Yeah.
Formerly owned by Jazz's neighbour
Benny Garucci.
That's nice. Yeah.
So that automatically means that you'll be a part of his life.
All right.
For sure.
Now, mate, what made you come to the A-League?
At first, because I spoke with the chairman, Pete.
Yep.
We talk about the club. We talk about what the clubs want. And then I called with the coach.
Yeah.
He talked about his vision, about how he wants to play, and it compares with me. And that's why I came here. We're doing well so far. We have fourth of the table. That's a good thing. And we're going to play for playoffs for champions.
Yeah, absolutely.
How hard? Our code, the one that we both played AFL, movement is not so great. It's starting to get greater every year. But the movement and the transfers, which soccer has, which we're obviously call football out here, you could be playing for one team 1 week and then you can be on the other halfway around the world in a month's time. How tough is that to get your head around?
Yeah, it's a difference because now they sleep in Holland. So the time difference is it's really weird. So the first 2 days your head is sleeping, but you have to do your thing. And so the first days were hard, but the people take care about it really well, and so that makes it much easier.
So how have you found the culture and the standard of training, and so far the standard of playing, even though you haven't played much minutes?
This year, more power than in Holland. It's less tactical, but it's more power. And
harder? Like hitting harder?
Yeah, it's harder, but it's like my kind of play. I'm not a really tactical player. I'm
physical.
I'm more physical player. Oh. Yeah. So... for me, it's good to come here because I've watched Google before I came. I've watched YouTube. I've watched movies, watching the games.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For strikers and for attackers, it's lovely here because it's 90 minutes, go, yes. And that's what I like.
Nice. Just
like what I'm hearing, Lou.
Me too.
I'm
just looking at the Warwick Farms, and we'll get a photo of them in a minute and put it up on our socials. Have a look at the Nick he's in, Jump.
He looks good.
He's in ripping
our boy
Nick.
Looks
our
good.
Boy. We've had a couple come through a little on the.
A little bit fragile in the arms, a bit skinny.
So we like to see, yeah, which is great, mate. The physicality. Cannot wait to see you in action.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to see you in action this Saturday.
We're there, Lou.
And let's just hope
it's
very much the beginning of your career and you putting your name up in lights because we're going to warn you right now. Those that have come before you in this studio, have either ended up overseas on brand new contracts or gone and played on for the Socceroos. There is a lot happening, mate, when you sit in that chair on the radio.
It's a big
chair. You put the cape on and then you just take off, mate.
Yeah.
You really do.
But at first, before me, for Adelaide United, then...
Then we go from there.
For
that's
sure.
That's us. All right, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Well done.
No, thank you very much.
To see you in action. Wish you all the best of luck. Good luck to you, the United, and Marco.
Go United.
Celebrating.
Go the Reds.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Go the Reds, Lou.
Thank you.
Are you back on board, Jazz?
I'm on, Lou. And I'm on Geordie.
What you need to do, Geordie, is just when you get spare time and downtime at training, just ask SAS and a few of the boys about a man called Jarman. Yeah, and whether there's a jinx or not when he gets on and off the bandwagon. Geordie Thompson, the new recruit for the Reds. We'll see him in action on Saturday night. He's been in action here on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. 36 is do or die over in the West. Jars tomorrow night into the jungle we head. Take it on the Wildcats. And we've got the man who's just penned and signed on for another year. He's a star. He's a dunking machine.
Right.
A bit like us. The one and only Jacob Wiley of the 36. Jacob, welcome to your debut on the Rush Hour.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on the show, man.
Man, we've been loving your work, but this is it. Time to get down to business and get the job done. Must win against the Wildcats to keep the season alive and get into the playoffs.
Oh, well, yeah, it's do or die at this point. You know, the season's been crazy. Every single round has been absolutely nuts. And, you know, I'm not surprised that it's come down to the very last game.
JW, why did you recommit to the LA 36ers, brother?
Oh, I mean, it's just been a fantastic season, man. I'm loving my time here. And, you know, to recommit to this team and to be back for another season, man, I couldn't be happier.
Well, we can tell you from a fan's point of view, mate, we love watching you play. Oh, yeah. Love how excited you get when you're stuffing it down the net, down the throat of the net. My question to you is your nickname JW, as Jazz suggests?
Oh, hey, yeah. Some people, especially back home, call me JW, you know. I've taken on, you know, the Coyote out here, and I'm loving that.
Yeah,
so that's cool, man. I love the nickname, man.
Oh, I love it, brother.
We're loving it. Just for the record, mate, Jars and I got a long history with the 36ers, in particular Jars, but Coach Wright, Joey, we often try and invite ourselves down for a bit of shoot-around to get the confidence up, but we haven't been allowed in, mate, so that's the reason we haven't met you yet.
Any chance to get in or not?
Listen, I don't think Joey's letting anybody into our shoot arounds, man. So, you know, I can't help you with that one.
Could perhaps our names came off the whiteboard when he threw it on the ground and he's just lost them.
Hey, JW, the standard of the NBL, how have you found it since you've been in town?
Oh, man, you know, the NBL's been it's a great league, man. There's great players in this league. You know, I think it's a great mixture of vets and young upcoming players, man. And I think the league is just on the rise. Every single year it seems to get better, man.
All right, JW, who likes the celebration more, you or Sobes, my man?
Oh, who likes the celebration more?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I celebrate a bit more.
Yeah.
You know, but listen, he does so many things to celebrate about. I find myself celebrating for him most of the time, you know what I'm saying?
He loves that one, that late one on the top where he's last into the huddle so he can rise up the top so the cameraman gets him.
Right.
You got to watch that.
Jacob, Louis and I are very passionate about our sports stars' off-field activities. Can you just tell us, have you got a lovely partner? Have you got any animals, any kitties or what?
Oh, yeah, man. I got a wife. We've been married for over 2 years now.
Nice.
And I got two little kids. I got one 3-year-old daughter, and I got a 3-month-old daughter.
Well done, mate. Beautiful. Yeah.
Hey, it's crazy in my house. Nobody's sleeping, you know. No.
Keeping you grounded.
Yeah.
Nice boost for basketball in town with the Adelaide Lightning girls, and the sister club getting over the line in just an absolute thriller last night. It's a bit of motivation for you boys to just keep the season alive as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we both train in the same facility, so we see how hard they've worked all season. And, you know, for them to win that game last night, you know, and I guess a somewhat controversial, you know, manner. But nevertheless, man, I was exciting. And it's great to see them have all the success, especially in the final. So, you know, it's motivating us for sure to go all the way, man.
Jacob, have you been able to notice through the phone line, Jar's throwing on his, is it your Californian accent? Jar, what do you got going over there?
I'm Texan.
Oh, Texan. Jacob, where are you from? Now you're getting the gist of it, I think.
Where's JW? Where are you from, bro?
I'm from.
That was Kiwi.
And
I, oh shit! Was it?
And that's a great attempt, man. Yeah. I'm from California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's got a propensity, JW, that whoever we're talking to, he just slips into whatever accent they're in, and he can't do any of them.
I live near Elvis. I like JW.
I do too.
He's one of my favourites.
The question is, will he return to the show after performance?
He will. We'll win tomorrow night.
Jacob, good luck tomorrow night. Pass our best on to Joey and all the boys. Let's get the job done and keep this season alive.
Hey, listen, thank you guys. And you guys call me anytime, man. I'm always willing to jump on the show, man.
Thanks, mate.
You may live to regret that.
Thanks, JW. Get into him, mate.
Around.
Smack up those Perth blokes. Just get into them.
Thanks, Jacob.
Absolutely. All right, fellas. Talk to you later.
There he is, star of the 36ers, Jacob Wiley. Big game tomorrow night over in the jungle against the Perth Wildcats. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M.